Pastor Michael, we've been in a season on questions related to the spiritual realm. So today's question is, why did God create angels?
Yeah, this is thankfully super simple. Number one, he created them for his glory. Number two, he created them to worship him. Number three, to carry out his will. And number four, to serve Christians. Mm. So let's just like read a couple scriptures here.
Yep.
The first is Colossians 1:16. Paul says, "For by him, Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth." And I love this, "visible and invisible." Mm. So angels were created by Jesus. And then he says, "all things were created through him and for him." So angels and you and me and everything was created for him. Mm. And the clear like communication that all of creation is for the glory of God. It declares the glory of God. And so when you look at an angel, you should, not that we can right now, but if we could, we'd say glory to God. Look at that. He made them. Yeah. And when you look at humans, like we're in his image, glory to God. Like we look at creation, that's not in his image, but we give glory to God for that. Mm-hmm. Psalm 103 verses 20 and 21 says this, "Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word." Mm-hmm. Obeying the voice of his word. "Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will." And I love this. Like God has a will. He has a job for them. For some, it's to worship. For some, like you think about like Gabriel, who's delivering messages to Mary and to different people. You think of Michael, you think of different angels. They have jobs to do.
Yeah.
And so whatever the job is, they carry out that job and that will. So God made them to accomplish things. Yes, God could do it all himself, but he chooses to create you and me to do things and angels to do things and animals to do things. God likes apparently a little diversity. Finally, Hebrews 1:14. "Are they not," speaking of angels, "all ministering spirits sent out?" Why? Not just for different purposes, but to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Mm. And that would be all those who have trusted in Christ. So angels were created to give God glory. They were created to worship him, created to do whatever his will is, and then to serve you and me.
Yeah.
Very simple. And then demons are just fallen angels who are undoing all of those. Mm. They are trying to take glory from God, make him look as bad as possible.
Yeah.
Demons are avoiding doing his will. They are not worshiping him, but rejecting him. Mm-hmm. And they're not ministering to God's people, but trying to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
So
angels are the ultimate messengers, right?
Yeah.
Like they do the work of God, do his will, and they exist also to serve us in a way.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to heaven and like see.
Yeah.
Like right now, are there angels in this room? And part of me is like, show yourself. Like frozen. Show yourself. But then I'm like, oh no, but every time that happens, people pass out. So
yeah, right. Show yourself. Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. Well, thank you. That's not, very simple, but always straight to scripture and straight to the point. So I appreciate that.